Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 21st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, trade tensions between the United States and Canada have sharply intensified. President Donald Trump has announced new 50% tariffs on a broad range of Canadian imports, including consumer goods like wine and hockey sticks, as well as industrial products such as cement. Key exports including energy, potash, critical minerals, and fish are exempt. Trump said the move responds to what he called unfair Canadian treatment of U.S. cars, dairy, and alcohol. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney called the tariffs a violation of the North American Trade Agreement and said Ottawa is prepared to intensify negotiations in the coming weeks. The new duties take effect in 30 days, leaving both countries with a narrow window to avoid a deeper trade dispute. Another news. Residents along the U.S. Gulf Coast are preparing as tropical storm Bertha gathers strength. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is moving slowly across the Gulf of Mexico, with sustained winds of about 40 miles per hour. Forecasters warn Bertha could bring life-threatening storm surge, flash flooding, and isolated tornadoes to parts of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and eventually Texas. New Orleans has already begun distributing sandbags, while officials urge residents to clear storm drains and monitor weather updates. Bertha is expected to weaken later this week, but heavy rainfall and coastal flooding remain significant concerns as emergency crews prepare for possible landfall. Around the world, the conflict between the United States and Iran continues to escalate with no immediate sign of easing. The U.S. military says it has completed a 10th consecutive night of airstrikes targeting Iranian command centers, missile and drone launch sites, maritime assets, and air defense systems. U.S. Central Command says the operation aims to reduce Iran's ability to threaten shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The war has already pushed global oil prices higher and increased instability across the Middle East. President Donald Trump has vowed retaliation following recent American military casualties, while international legal experts continue to warn against attacks on infrastructure protected under the Geneva Conventions. Another news. The Middle East conflict widened further after Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis announced a maritime blockade against Saudi Arabia. The group says the embargo is effective immediately, raising concerns over shipping through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, a vital route for global energy supplies. Saudi Arabia's coalition responded by promising military action while increasing protection for commercial vessels. Meanwhile, diplomatic efforts continue behind the scenes, with reports that mediators have proposed a temporary ceasefire between Washington and Tehran. Oil markets briefly reacted to the announcement before stabilizing on hopes that negotiations could still prevent a broader regional conflict. The coming days may determine whether diplomacy can keep another front from opening. Another news, a fresh maritime dispute is adding pressure to already strained relations in East Asia. Japan has formally protested after Chinese warships, accompanied by a Russian vessel, conducted live-fire exercises inside what Tokyo considers its exclusive economic zone near Okinotori Island. Japanese officials said nearby ships were warned before the drills, but argued the exercises created unnecessary risks to navigation. China disputes Japan's claim over the surrounding waters, maintaining that Okinotori is merely a rock rather than a legally recognized island. The incident comes as China and Russia expand joint military operations around Japan, prompting Tokyo to strengthen surveillance and defenses across its southwestern islands. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening,